Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You have just tuned in to a Spirited Exchange Radio with me, Carrie Kadambi, for Evolution of the Modern Mind. Are you ready to awaken to your divine and true potential? We bring you inspirational stories and valuable resources to educate and motivate inspired changemakers. Gain tools and insights to transform limiting beliefs. Connect with your divine wisdom for an inspired and purposeful life of love in action. Here we go. A Spirited Exchange Radio starts now. There are so many paths to wellness. And if you've tuned into my earlier episodes on a theme of a path to wellness, you've heard my guests and I share details and stories of complementary healing modalities that are each very powerful on their own. I personally have received benefit from most of these modalities that we've talked about, and I have studied and I practice several of them. Today, I want to share with you a healing modality that is very close to my heart, and that is Reiki. So I'm going to talk a little bit about what drew me to Reiki so many years ago and how it has changed my life. I'm going to demystify Reiki for you by explaining what it is, how it works, and how it can help you. And if you want to receive a Reiki session or become a practitioner, I'll share how to find a Reiki practitioner or a Reiki master teacher. And at the end of this episode, you'll have an opportunity to experience a live demonstration of long-distance Reiki energy with the intention to bring you a sense of balance, peace, and calm to your day. So stick around to the end for that. So in today's episode, we're going to explore Reiki as a path to wellness. So I've had people ask me, what drew you to Reiki? What brought you to it? Because I think as many of you have probably experienced, you are drawn to something. It may not be an idea that you set out, but it's just kind of an organic thing that happens. And this is what's happened with me. I had a number of years ago, I had some health issues, and a friend of a friend was a Reiki practitioner, introduced me to her, and I went to various sessions with her. So I found it very helpful, and it was actually the first time that I felt energy moving in my body. I had never experienced that before. And the Reiki helped me in ways that the Western medicine had not been able to help me. So it was really a bit of an eye-opener. And it opened me up to exploring, after that, kind of the metaphysical world. I began reading books like You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hayes and studying more about the mind-body connection and understanding that. So it really kind of opened up a new world to me. Well, and then what may happen in many of our lives is life goes on and we get a little distracted by the regular day-to-day, and that was the case for me. So fast forward nearly a decade later, in 2007, for some reason that I can't explain, I felt compelled to take a Reiki class to learn how to do Reiki myself, and that's often referred to as first degree Reiki. I decided to take that before traveling to a healing center in Brazil. So in that class, I learned how to do what's called self-Reiki, where there are hand positions that you hold on yourself to give yourself this Reiki energy. And it was recommended that you practice it every day for at least 30 days to build a habit. And I did that. It became a regular part of my daily routine. And it still is. It's actually my go-to treatment for injuries or problems. And at night, at those days, I may have this where your mind just doesn't stop, the mind chatter. And I find that applying Reiki to that in the evening is very helpful to make it very easy to fall asleep. So Reiki has served me in a lot of ways, just in my own healing and personal growth. As well. But I also began sharing it with friends and family. And a year after having taken first degree Reiki, again, I felt compelled to expand my Reiki training, with a Reiki level two, or what's called second degree Reiki class. And this class allowed me to offer Reiki to others through what's called long distance or distance healing, non-touch. And so with the Reiki, you can apply Reiki with hands on the body or hands above or near the body. But when you have taken second degree Reiki, then you can actually send Reiki over a distance and even over time. And I found that to be a very interesting experience. I had an experience. I knew it worked because in the class, we actually experimented with the classmates doing this long distance and could see that it was effective. So I actually wanted to run an experiment with some friends and family members to see what their experience was. So one of the people that I tested this with was my mother. And my mother was not a woo-woo metaphysical person. She had never received Reiki even in person, but she was game to try this. So I asked her to set aside a time. There was a particular time on a particular day, and to lay down for about a half an hour and have paper and pencil beside her. And I said at that same time, I would also be doing the Reiki, and that after a half an hour was over, for her to make some notes of what her experience was. And then the next day I would call her and we would share notes. So we did that. And the next day when we spoke, there were several things she mentioned, but one that stood out was she says, I actually felt like you put your hands under my back at one point. And in my notes and looking at it and remembering what I had done during my session and imagining it with her, I did have my hands under her back at one point. So that really kind of blew me away because my mom was not an energy aware feeling person to my knowledge before that. So to me, that was a real sign that this distance Reiki really had something to it. And about a year after having taken second degree Reiki, I had decided I wanted to become a licensed massage therapist so that I could provide hands-on Reiki professionally. And I found it very helpful to my massage practice. Clients noticed and remarked on the energy and the warmth coming from my hands, which I had never had that experience of having really warm hands before that. So that was the Reiki energy. And then I believed it helped my clients to relax even deeper during that massage session with that very calming Reiki energy. In fact, I had one client who had what's called polymyalgia, which is basically a lot of body pain. And normally when you're working with a massage client, if they have a knot in a particular muscle, you can use a modality called trigger point, which is a very deep pressure to kind of unlock the knot in the muscle. But someone with polymyalgia cannot handle the pain that would bring. So I asked her if I could try Reiki on it. And she had never heard of Reiki. So I explained it to her and she was like, yeah, let's try it. So I was able to actually use the Reiki during the massage session in four different places that I had found muscle knots, and it actually melted that muscle tightness, melted those knots away. She was pretty amazed, and I was quite happy to see that that worked since I couldn't work in the traditional way with her. Now, of course, one of the notes with this is permission. Like, I would never have done that in a massage without asking the client first if it was okay to use this modality with them. So in working with integrity, you do always want to ask for permission before you use this modality with someone. And then moving forward, I had taken first degree and I had taken second degree, and then I became a massage therapist and I was also doing Reiki as a business. At some point, I felt that I wanted to become a Reiki master, because I wanted to teach Reiki so that people would have it themselves, that it would be at their fingertips whenever they wanted it and wherever they wanted it. So I think of the story of, or the little adage that says, you know, give a person a fish and they eat for a day, teach a person to fish and they eat for life. So in regards to Reiki, I wanted to teach them to fish. I wanted to teach them how to do Reiki so that they could do it for themselves and share it with their friends and family. So my Reiki mastership began, and it's kind of like a journeymanship apprenticeship. It lasted for 2 years, and it involved attending and assisting my Reiki master's classes, as well as regular private meetings with my master to answer questions and to continue to receive Reiki on a regular basis. It was a time where there were a lot of challenging changes in my personal life, which can happen when you're going through mastership, because you are changing on a very deep level, kind of up-leveling. And that requires sometimes a dropping away of things that that no longer serve you as you're moving into this new way of being. So anyway, through this mastership training, it allowed me to observe a mastership practice in action and to build my foundational understanding and experience of Reiki and to develop my own style of mastership. So in 2012, as I said, after some intense life changes and personal growth experiences, I was initiated as a Reiki master. And I have to say, I'm very grateful to my master's teaching and for this life-altering experience, because I certainly have come out better on the other side. So I'm very appreciative of that. Let's see. So one thing I did want to mention is that if anybody has any questions about Reiki, feel free to call in to the number, which is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And my show producer is going to answer the phone and take your question and post it in the chat box for me to read, and I'll be happy to answer your questions. So there's a lot more about Reiki that I'd like to share with you. So let's see where we're going to go with this. Yes, I had a lot of experiences with Reiki. Besides taking the Reiki classes, a lot of masters will hold what are called Reiki circles. And it's an opportunity for those who have studied Reiki to come together with other students and practitioners and actually practice in a group setting. And it's very helpful because that group energy of people of like mind with like intention working together actually raises the energy to just a really beautiful level. So it gives an opportunity to not only practice Reiki, but also to receive it from others. And so I took part for a long time in Reiki circles. And I would recommend that if anybody who's listening has taken a Reiki class, and maybe they may have forgotten about, you know, what the hand positions are or how to do it, or just would like more time with others who do this and an opportunity to receive, I recommend searching out Reiki circles in your area. Of course, during the pandemic now, it might be a little challenging. May have to wait until the limitations lift, because it is an in-person event. But when it does, I highly recommend going out and searching for a Reiki circle to be able to share that and receive Reiki on a regular basis and to be with others of like mind. So it's a really beautiful thing. So we're going to take a short break. I want to let you know you're listening to A Spirited Exchange with me, host Carrie Kadambi. And when we come back, I'm going to dive a little deeper into the topic of healing with Reiki, explaining what it is, how it works, and how it can help. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Do you drive yourself crazy trying to make important decisions? And when you finally do, then you start second-guessing yourself. Would you like to know why you do this and how to change it? You can. When you take time to go inward, you'll find a wisdom that resides in the body. Begin by quieting your mind and sending your awareness into your body. Notice where there may be a discomfort. Ask it what it wants you to know. Listen carefully. It will reveal what it is about making this decision which holds you back. You can keep asking for information until you reach the deep core value of what keeps you from comfortably making a decision and sticking with it. Awareness is the first step toward making change. I'm Carrie Kadambi, and I'd love for you to join me on Transformation Talk Radio for my show, A Spirited Exchange. For more information about me, visit my website, thedivineguidancegift.com. Hello, I'm Carrie Kadambi, and this is your Spirited Exchange moment. Have you been searching everywhere for answers? Do you long for wise guidance to lovingly direct you? Guess what? You have your very own divine spirit guides in the highest light, available 24/7. Just waiting to help you live your best life. Call in your spirit guidance on a daily basis to help you make important decisions. All you have to do is ask, with a sense of openness, curiosity, and willingness to be divinely guided. Throughout your day, be open to notice what shows up for you. A spoken phrase, a book, a message from a song, or simply a knowing. And always offer gratitude for that loving guidance, and don't forget to put it into action. Join me on Transformation Talk Radio for my show, A Spirited Exchange.
Potential to live a fulfilling life on purpose. You can check out my website, thedivineguidancegift.com, or you can sign up to work with me online in private sessions or a group program. I'm also offering $10 off a long-distance Reiki session for a limited time. So if you're interested, please email me at Carrie, that's K-E-R-R-Y, Carrie, at thedivineguidancegift.com. And be sure to put the words distance Reiki in the subject line, which will make it easy for me to find in my mail slot. And I will send you details and a link to schedule your session. So let's continue with our discussion about Reiki. A lot of people want to know, like, what is Reiki? So Reiki was discovered in Japan in the early 1900s by a man named Mikao Usui. It's recognized as a universal energy. Some may call it a God energy. It's a technique which promotes relaxation and healing. It's a connection to a life force energy that's administered by laying on of hands, either on or near the body, although it can also be sent long distance, as I've already mentioned. Some may call Reiki a spiritual healing practice that can bring balance to all aspects of ourself, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. So Reiki is passed down through a lineage of grandmasters to master teachers who in turn teach students to practice self-Reiki or become Reiki practitioners or some, like myself, to become Reiki masters. So in my lineage, there are many lineages of Reiki. It has diversified a little bit over the ages, but in the lineage that I aspire to or stick with is the Usui Shiki Ryoho, which began with founder Mikao Usui, as all the lineages have. And he was followed by Chujiro Hayashi, and both these men were in Japan or Japanese. And following Chujiro Hayashi was Hawaii Takata. And she was actually of Japanese heritage, but born in Hawaii. So she was American. And she was the first to bring Reiki outside of Japan and was the one to first teach it in the Western world. And following Hawaii Takata's passing, she passed the lineage bearer position onto her granddaughter, Phyllis Furumoto. And Phyllis held that position until March of 2019 when she passed and asked Johannes Rendel to become the lineage master. So that is the lineage that I follow. And I have to say, I was lucky enough to have had several opportunities to get to know Phyllis, and I've also met Johannes as well. But Phyllis had taken a group of people to Japan, to the place where Mikao Usui actually discovered Reiki in the first place. And so we were able to explore that mountain and have some experiences up there, as well as get to experience a little bit of the Japanese culture that this was brought up in, and how it was a little different from our Western culture. But it was a beautiful experience, and Phyllis was a really fabulous tour leader, sharing both the culture and the history of Japan and Reiki, and really taking care of us and our experiences on that trip. So I'm grateful to have had that experience. So there are many levels of Reiki training. In my Reiki lineage, a first degree Reiki class is taught over a 10 to 14 hour period. Some teachers teach it like on a Friday night and Saturday and Sunday, so it's split out over 3 days. Other people may teach it split out over 4 days at various times in the evening during the week, or kind of whatever fits for them and their students. But the point I want to make is that it's a significant commitment to take the class. And this amount of time that you're in class provides an opportunity to really experience and get to understand Reiki. So that amount of time allows them to teach the history of Reiki, the five precepts which support your Reiki practice, and you learn the hand positions for self-Reiki and practice it, and you learn the hand positions for giving Reiki to another, which are slightly different, and you practice giving Reiki to classmates, and you also receive four first-degree Reiki attunements. They're a passing of the energy and opening up your channels for doing Reiki. And then there's always lots of time for question and answer. So that's what a first degree Reiki class is. There are others who teach in other lineages who teach it in shorter periods. But I think it's really beneficial to have a longer period of time to study it, so you have plenty of practice. And you also build a community with others that you've studied with. And then you can continue sharing with them if you aren't taking an active part in a Reiki circle. So the second degree Reiki classes are also taught over a 10 to 14 hour period. And this allows time to learn the three distance symbols, which is what allows you to send Reiki across time and space. You learn how and when to use them. And you learn an additional hand position that isn't taught in the first degree Reiki. So you practice both the hands-on and the distance treatment with classmates. And then again, there's more time with your Reiki master for answering any questions that you may have. So it's really a beautiful process to be able to take these classes over several days and have lots of opportunity for practice and opportunity to allow the energy of the Reiki transmission that you receive to kind of integrate and bring up questions or experiences that you then are back in class and can share and just explore a little bit more. So one of the things I wanted to mention about Reiki that's especially beautiful when you're working with people, giving Reiki to other people. Reiki is an energy that comes through you. And when you give Reiki, you also receive. So it's pretty amazing. You know, it's a very giving modality. So I just wanted to share that. So how does Reiki work? Well, we are made of energy. We are vibrational frequency. And it's the life force which flows through us and around us. It's in chakra and meridian pathways and in our auric field, which surrounds us. So I wanted to share something that Joe Dispenza explains in his book, Becoming Natural. It's an explanation of the quantum or unified field, as he refers to it. It's an invisible field of energy or you could say a field of intelligence or consciousness that exists beyond time or space. And this unified field of energy or information is what governs all the laws of nature. It's an infinite field filled with a frequency or energy, and all frequency carries information. You experience this field with your awareness, not with your senses. So I thought that was an interesting explanation of what that unified field is, because that's really where the Reiki energy comes from. Some people like to call it God force, or there's a lot of different ways of referring to it, but it's an energy. So when our life force energy is stuck or stagnant, then our body is more likely to become stressed or sick. And when our energy is flowing or of a higher vibration, then we're vibrationally resonant with higher levels of health and happiness. And we can more regularly exist within a state of higher vibration when we're more easily able to connect with our divine spirit guidance when we're in that higher vibrational state. So practicing of Reiki helps with that as well. It helps with our health, with our physical health, mental, emotional health, and with our spiritual development. So the Reiki practitioner opens to become a clear vessel for the energy of Reiki to pass through them. That energy enters through the crown of the head and passes down through the heart, out to the arms, and out the hands, typically out the palm of the hand. And the hands are placed on or near the body of the receiver in a series of hand positions for several minutes. Now, Reiki has its own innate wisdom, and it knows where to go and what to do. So there is no need to guide the energy. The practitioner does not have to know exactly what needs to be done. They are guided by Reiki. When you begin doing practicing Reiki, you can stick with the standard hand positions in the order that you're taught. As you become more experienced and more attuned to the Reiki energy, you may be guided as to how long to hold your hands in a particular place. You may be guided where to move them in some extra positions that are not part of the standard positions. But that comes with more experience and practice. So Reiki sessions can be done in person with laying on of hands or, you know, on or near the body. It can also be done from a distance, as I mentioned, with a second degree Reiki class. That practitioner will use symbols to be able to connect the energy over a distance. So there's a quote from Pamela Miles' book, Reiki, A Comprehensive Guide, which I highly recommend. It's a very good book about Reiki. She says, "Reiki is not like a radio that can be out of range. It's omnipresent, dimensionless, unified field in which everything exists. Across the room or across the sea, it's all within the reach of distant healing," which is really beautiful. And I can say it really works because I have sent Reiki to people in different parts of the world, and they've responded favorably. So it works. So I wanted to share a little bit about what a person may experience during a session. And it can be different for different people, as well as different for a person from session to session. But here's an example of some things that may happen. You may experience a sense of calm, deep relaxation. Your mind chatter will slow or stop. You may see colors even with your eyes closed, like pools of color. You may see images that are meaningful to you. You may feel energy moving in your body, possibly hear a message. You may feel emotions that you weren't expecting. You may settle into a deep state that may feel like sleep. Some people feel immediately a relief from whatever they had come for the session. Sometimes the effects may integrate over time, so it may take time. And sometimes it may require more than one session. You know, it's not infrequent that, for example, if someone comes with pain, the pain is resolved in one session. But there are times when it may require repeated sessions. And just remember that oftentimes illnesses or problems may not have come on overnight. It may have come on over time. And so it may take time to work with them. So just to let you know that. But anything is possible. Truly amazing things have happened. So it's said that Reiki can be accumulative, and so it can be helpful to receive several sessions before evaluating its benefit to you. So just to keep that in mind. And I mentioned earlier that permission is important when you're working on others, to always request permission to work with someone. So what can Reiki help with? So it can help with all levels of our being: physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. And you can use Reiki with friends, family, pets, plants, even events, you know, or places if you have taken a level two. So some personal in-person stories that I can share. I shared the story of the client, the massage client who had polymyalgia, and we were able to relieve the stress, the knots in the muscles, without applying deep pressure, which would have been too painful for her. I've had another experience of a friend's father was in a nursing home, and she asked if I could come and give a massage, but because of his physical state, massage was not appropriate. So I asked if he would be open to Reiki, and he didn't know what it was, but he said, sure. So I went to the nursing home and was able to do some Reiki on his hands and his feet and his head. And it brought about, he was very relaxed from it, which was the aim of it, to provide him some relaxation. And it was interesting because I spoke to my friend the next day, and she had talked to her dad and was wondering, you know, well, how'd it go for you? And he said, it was pretty good. But then he asked her a question. He said, did she have electricity in her hands? So here was another someone who was previously unaware of, you know, energy in our bodies, and he felt something. So again, I think that speaks to the power of Reiki to help. So it can help on mental levels. For example, I had a client come to me who didn't feel safe being herself. And through the Reiki, she ended up having experiences during the session where she envisioned herself in a safe place in the forest where she liked to be. And she was eventually surrounded by very special, loving, little cute animals, and went through a transformative process where she transformed from a place of fear to a sense of real comfort and delight that it was safe to be herself. She ended up connecting to her true self, and she was able to move forward in her life with a new confidence and a new conviction. It can also help, Reiki can help with emotion. For example, I was volunteering in hospice, and the nurses would sometimes ask me to go and do some Reiki with a patient. So there was some of the patients, sometimes they're at end of life in hospice, and it can be an, you know, unnerving, anxiety producing experience for a lot of people who don't understand the end of life process. So in going and providing Reiki to these patients, you could see that it helped them with their anxiety, to help them to feel calm, to relax, to feel more safe. Sometimes it can release deep sadness. It can shift depression. So it's very helpful for someone who is in a state where, you know, possibly it's not going to heal them of whatever has brought them to hospice, but it will bring them relief in some form. So it can help emotionally. And then spiritually, Reiki can help us spiritually. And I feel for myself that it has really helped me to connect to my intuition and to connect to my divine spirit guidance. So we can also do Reiki long distance, and I can talk about that a little bit more, but we're going to go to a break. And when we come back from break, we have a question that somebody would like to ask. So I'll address those when we come back. So stick with me. When we come back, I'll share those things, and we'll also have that live demonstration of a distance Reiki with a focus on bringing a sense of balance, peace, and calm to your day. So we'll see you soon. ¶¶
I'm Carrie Kadambi, and this is your Spirited Exchange Moment. Do you want to be the best you can be? Do you want to live your dream life? Anything is possible when you choose to consciously evolve. Begin by noticing your reaction to things in your everyday life. When a reaction is uncomfortable, this is a sign that there's an inner root cause that has triggered you, and it's calling out to be healed. Take action to transform and heal those limiting beliefs or trauma experiences that no longer serve you. Take time daily to recognize your reactions, and then set out to heal and release them using one of many somatic healing modalities available. How will you choose to evolve today? Join me on Transformation Talk Radio for my show, A Spirited Exchange. For more information about me, visit thedivineguidancegift.com. Is your mind running the show with thoughts bouncing around your cranium like a jet-propelled ping pong ball? You can't focus or relax. Quieting your mind is key to having a sense of inner peace and to being able to access your inner wisdom. So how can you quiet that racing mind? Just breathe. Sit with eyes closed and breathe in slowly, filling your lungs to capacity. Then gently and fully exhale. Repeat 10 or more times. I assure you, at the end of this exercise, your mind will have slowed and your body relaxed. You'll be better able to access your inner wisdom, guiding your personal evolution to becoming your highest and best self. I'm Carrie Kadambi, and I'd love for you to join me on Transformation Talk Radio for my show, A Spirited Exchange. For more information about me, visit my website, thedivineguidancegift.com.
We're back on A Spirited Exchange with me, host Carrie Kadambi, and we've been on the topic of healing with Reiki as a path to wellness. First, I want to remind you that I'm offering a $10 off a long-distance Reiki session for a limited time. So if you're interested, please email me at Carrie, that's K-E-R-R-Y, so it's Carrie at thedivineguidancegift.com. And in the email subject line, be sure and put distance Reiki so I can find it. And I will send you the details and a link to schedule a session. So I just want to let you know that's out there. I do have somebody who called in for a question, so I want to answer that, and then I'll continue on with some of the things I want to share with you. So Sandy from Seattle asks, can someone have natural Reiki abilities and not even know it? Well, I would say that's a really good question, Sandy. I appreciate you asking that. You know, there are a lot of people who are able to do energy work in different ways. And I would say everybody has the ability to do this. It's just like, you know, everybody can ride a bike, but it just may take like learning how to do it. So I have heard, though, that some people who already do energy work but may not have taken Reiki, when they do take Reiki, that it opens up a whole nother level of that energy work for them. So I've heard that as a story. I haven't necessarily experienced it myself that I can recall, but the Reiki classes will do an attunement that opens your channels for this energy. And this energy that has its own innate wisdom and it knows where to go and what to do. So you really don't have to know everything. Which I kind of enjoy. So there's like no ego in it. You're just there as a clear vessel to allow that energy to flow through. And as I mentioned before, also as you give Reiki, you receive. So it's really a beautiful thing. So so I would say if you don't know that you have those possibilities of doing Reiki, I would assure you that you do, and to seek out someone to experience Reiki, you know, receive it if you've never received it, and look for a teacher if you're interested in learning how to do it yourself. So thank you, Sandy, for asking that question. So to finish what I was talking about before I went to break, besides experiences of providing Reiki in person, there is the long distance Reiki as well. And I told the story of doing testing of long distance Reiki with my mother. And she actually felt as if my hands were under her back when that was actually what I was doing. Was quite surprising. I've also sent Reiki to family members in Brazil, someone who had ankle pain, which completely went away, which is pretty fascinating. I've helped my children when they've had job interviews to, you can send Reiki to a time. Like I didn't have to sit and do Reiki like Monday at 4 o'clock when they have their interview. I could send it at some time earlier with the intention that during that interview that they are helped with the highest and the best for what's to be done. I've also sent Reiki to people who are going to have a surgery for assistance during the surgery as well as recovery after. So it's really beautiful to be able to send that energy to different times and different places. And especially in this time of the pandemic where we can't always be with someone, you know, in some places we're shut down and not allowed to have massage or that sort of thing. With Reiki, we can send that energy and we don't even have to be in the same room. So it's pretty amazing. All right. So let's get back to, if you are interested in learning more about Reiki, for example, if you have never taken Reiki, if you've never received Reiki, you can search out to receive it from a friend, somebody who has taken Reiki level one. You can search out a practitioner, someone who's taken the classes and that is their work and they do provide sessions. You can do that. You can search out a Reiki circle. Some Reiki circles will allow they will allow people in who have not been Reiki trained. They can come into a Reiki circle to receive. And you can always search out a Reiki master because many of them not only teach, but they do provide private sessions. So you can do that. You can receive Reiki long distance from somebody who's had level two Reiki training. You can search out a Reiki master. And for that, for searching for any of these, well, I'll give you a resource. But anyway, you can learn from a Reiki master. One place to find Reiki masters is the Reiki Alliance, which is an international group of Reiki masters, and you can find them by country and by state. You can also search online, but I would say when you're searching for a Reiki master or any Reiki practitioner, I think it's really important to ask them a few questions. It's just kind of like when you're looking for a doctor, you want someone who's going to resonate with you, but you want someone, particularly if you're going to take a Reiki class, that Reiki is really a central part of their life, that they actually live Reiki and live the Reiki precepts and practice Reiki. You know, ideally practice it on a daily basis, you know, because it builds and grows and we're always learning. So you want someone who's really inculcated into that Reiki energy. So there's other resources if you want to read up more. I mentioned, I quoted earlier from Pamela Miles, who's been a Reiki master for decades back east in New York. She's written a book called Reiki, A Comprehensive Guide, and it's really a very well-written all-around book on Reiki and how to look for practitioners and what to expect. So it's really well-written. I recommend that. And like I said, the Reiki Alliance online is a good place to find practitioners. So I'm offering this few minutes of some long distance Reiki energy. So what I would like to ask you to do is, this Reiki energy, this long distance Reiki energy experience that you're going to have, it's with the intention of bringing you a sense of balance and peace and calm to your day. So take a moment and make yourself comfortable, sitting or whatever, wherever you are. And I'd ask you to check in with how you are feeling right now. And it can be specific to balance or peace or calm. And maybe even rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10, where you are with that feeling. So now, if you have had a moment to do that. I'm going to put on just a little bit of music, and I may talk or may not talk much during this sending of the energy, but when it is over, I'll be sure to call you back. So here we go. As we bring this distance Reiki session to a close, you can begin to slowly open your eyes, wiggle your body a little bit, your arms and your legs, to come fully back and take a deep breath in. And now check in with yourself. How are you feeling? And what did you notice? And if you'd like, you can rate yourself on that scale of 1 to 10 again to see where you are in relation to having a sense of balance and peace and calm. And if you found this helpful, you can always find the recording of this session and listen to this last bit again to experience this again. So I want to thank you for sharing this space of infinite possibilities with me today. And I truly hope that you have found this discussion of Reiki enlightening, and that it may motivate you to begin your journey of personal growth and healing in whatever way you are most drawn. I want to thank all of the fabulous listeners who've tuned in today with open, curious, and receptive minds, eager to awaken their own personal evolution. And I just want to add, if you have any questions, you can email me at carrie@thedivineguidancegift.com, and I'll do my best to get back to you as soon as possible. So please join me every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific and 7 p.m. Eastern. My next show will be on November 25th. Join me as we move into a new series theme called Spirit Speaks, for an exploration of how we connect to our higher order guidance in order to assist us in the pursuit of our individual and collective evolution. Even though you may not be aware that you have the possibility of making this connection with your higher order spirit guides, you do. We're all mediums in one form or another, trained or untrained. So the possibility is there. And I hope that you'll join me so that you can open that up for yourself and live in your full potential. So I'll see you back here next time. And until then, I wish you peace and good health.
You've been listening to A Spirited Exchange Radio with me, Carrie Gadombi, for Evolution of the Modern Mind. Tune in live every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Together, we will awaken, heal, and connect to live our greatest potential. For more information or to connect with me, visit thedivineguidancegift.com.